Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 1 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to be back for the 2025 edition of the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. For those of you who are not familiar with the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge, this has been going on for over 10 years now. It is a companion of National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo. It has since been repackaged as, I believe it's just called Novel November or something like that. The National Podcast Post-Month Challenge is a simple challenge where you record 30 episodes of a podcast every day for 30 days of November. And I am just so excited to be doing this again. I've been doing this for about 5 years now, and this will be my sixth time doing this challenge. It is always so much fun, and I am thrilled to be here for season two of this show. This is what I did last year. This was the 2024 edition. I started Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes as a way of giving a little bit of insider information about how I got into audiobook narrating for the first 10 episodes. The next 10 episodes were how I got into podcasting. The next 10 episodes after that were all about the development and performance of the Excelsior audio drama that was done in March of 2023. This was a really fun show to put together. It was great to reminisce about how everything got started and how everything got to where we are today. It is really been a blast doing this, and now I get to do it again. And so I was wondering what exactly I was going to do for these next 30 days. I knew I wanted to do this challenge again, but would it be another behind-the-scenes story, or would it be something else? Would it be something along the lines of my sister show From Duck Till Dark outside the Marvel Studios? Took a look at all of the different Marvel movies that were not connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I did that for 30 episodes, actually 35 episodes, because at that time there were 35 different movies to cover. That was a lot of fun, and that has actually led me to take part in various panels at different conventions, and it's opened up a good amount of doors. So it's a show that I'm really, really proud of. Especially when I got to do it the second time around, because the first time I did it, I was using the Anchor app. It was a very useful tool for those who were looking to get involved in podcasting for the very first time, because everything was self-contained. So that way there was just an app on the phone that you can record your podcast on. And it was a great way to get started, but at the same time, the quality wasn't quite there. So I went ahead and re-recorded that show back in 2021. I wanted to do it right. I wanted to have a proper intro and outro. I wanted to do some editing and take away all the filler words. I wanted to clean up the audio and make it sound a little more professional. All the episodes were done right here inside my studio. And the end result is something that I was really proud of. So I was able to record over those old episodes. Now we're in 2025, a year removed from the Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. And I decided that I wanted to focus this time around, instead of my history in audio, I wanted to focus on my history in writing and storytelling, because that's really where all of this came from. I am very proud of the work that I've been doing as an audiobook narrator. But it really just comes down to storytelling. I believe in my heart of hearts that I am a storyteller first and foremost. And so what I decided to do this time around is I wanted to focus on my history as a writer, and not just in the novels that I've done so far, because I have a feeling that as time goes on and 2026 comes around, I may decide to talk about my history as a writer of novels. But while I was considering what I was going to do this time, I realized that there was a lot more that I've done in terms of writing for the stage and the screen, both big and small. I realized that there was a lot of material there that can definitely be discussed. A lot of it comes from my time as a playwright or just or a sketch writer or working on all different sort of things that I've been doing so far, leading to the two short screenplays that have won their share of awards. My first short screenplay, Minus One Plus, was an award winner at the Austin Revolution Film Festival. My other short screenplay, Pool, has already gotten its first award, and I am really excited to see what the future holds for it. And the really fun thing is that there are three different film festivals that I'll be hearing from during the month of November. So you're actually going to hear a little bit of the progress as time goes on. So there's a lot to talk about for this month's worth of episodes. And I hope that it winds up being something inspiring to those who have been thinking about writing or consider themselves aspiring writers, even though they have already done more than one manuscript. Please don't think of yourself as an aspiring author when you've been already putting in that much work. Consider yourself an aspiring author if you have yet to actually put the words down on either paper or on the screen. If you haven't gotten in front of the keyboard and started banging it out, you got to do the work. You got to start doing the work. You got to make that journey happen. And if you are doing that, then yes, I consider you an author. And I know there are a lot of other people that say they consider you an author only if you've published something. I consider you an author if you are putting in the work to be an author. So please don't consider yourself an aspiring author. That is my little TED talk for this episode. So this time around, I just wanted to reintroduce myself as an author, screenwriter, and a playwright, and someone who gets to talk about his time doing those different things. I'll be starting as the aspiring author that I was way back in my younger days, back when I was putting together some characters with my friends while we were figuring things out, passing the time in between assignments in fourth grade. We just wanted to put together something fun. We had no aspirations for it to go further than that, but we just kept on picking at it. We were inspired by all the different things that we had grown up with. We were inspired by Transformers, G.I. Joe, Voltron, Star Wars, Star Trek, all of the stuff. And we wanted to make our own teams, our own bad guys, our own good guys, and come up with our own sense of lore for all of this. We started back in fourth grade, and that was the foundation of which everything is going for me right now. I get to talk a little bit about that, and I'll also be able to talk about the different twists and turns that I've taken as I've tried writing for plays, short screenplays, television pilots. I am looking forward to having you on this journey with me. As I've been recapping everything in my head and on paper, I realized that I've actually done a lot more writing in this format than I thought I did. So I think that this will be a lot of fun. I hope you will have a lot of fun listening as well. If there are any questions you may have, or if there's something you want me to put additional emphasis on for a future episode, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode for now. The great thing is that you're going to be hearing a lot from me this month for the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge. I look forward to having you on this journey with me. Until then, this is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to George@hesgotit.com.